Mr. Siegel, thank you for your time here, and you are the director of this event, and it's basically, how many years is this now? This has been going on for quite a while.
This will be the 49th game this Saturday.
Excellent, and this is going to be taking place, of course, at Tiger Stadium, Excelsior Springs High School, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, uh-huh.
Absolutely, and do you know who the teams are that are going to be in this contest?
Yeah, it's the University of Sioux Falls Cougars and the University of Central Oklahoma Broncos.
What time is that kickoff?
It's noon kickoff, Saturday the 6th.
Okay, and tell us, you know, where does this all begin? What prompted the beginning of the Mineral Water Bowl?
Well, back in the 40s when the quarterback club started, Excelsior Springs had a real good high school football team, and Mesha did not have high school playoffs at the time, so they thought they would bring one other high school team into Excelsior to play Excelsior when they were real good to find out who was the best team in the state. And that's how it got started. And then when the Missouri State High School Activity Associations jumped in and said no more postseason for high schools, then they moved it to small college. And then in the early 90s, we went to junior college. And in 2000, we moved it up to the Division II level.
So there you go. And then, of course, MISHA, if people aren't familiar, that's the Missouri State High School Activities Association, correct?
Uh-huh.
So now we got Class II schools coming in. So this is a pretty good caliber of talent that people can watch here. And how long have you been associated with this with this event?
I've been the director since 1993.
So that's 21 years then, if
yep.
I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Tell me, where do you stand on this game? What do you think is going to be some of the highlights that people can expect in this contest coming up Saturday?
Well, Sioux Falls comes in at 10-1. They've led by their quarterback, who was the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference Player of the Year, high-powered offense. UCO is coming off a pretty impressive 8-3 season after they were 2-8 the last 2 years in the MIAA. So it should be a pretty interesting ball game on Saturday.
If you can, tell us about some of the matchups that you remember over these past couple of decades.
Well, last year we had Pitt State and Southwest Minnesota State, and Pitt State put up 90 points in the game and just blew all the records out of the water. We've had some great junior college games back in the 90s. Michael Bishop, the Heisman Trophy runner-up at K-State quarterback, played in the game. Michael Bowens from Itawamba Community College played in the bowl game, and he was the AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year for the Miami Dolphins. And we've had some just great, great games throughout the years.
Excellent. Now, there's other events that go on besides the game itself. Once again, that's kickoff at noon Saturday, but is there some events here this week or the day before or during that day? What's going on?
Yeah, Thursday evening down at the Elms Hotel, when the teams get in town, we'll just have a informal meet and greet. Anybody that wants to come down, we'll have some food. And just the captains will say a few words to the fans. And Friday night, we have a sit-down banquet out here at the high school. And then, of course, Saturday is the game at noon.
Excellent. And if you could, sir, how do people get tickets? Where can they find out more information?
They can go to mineralwaterbowl.net. They can call me directly on my cell phone. It's listed on there. Or they can just stop by the gate the day of the game. We'll have plenty of tickets. We won't turn anybody away.
Excellent. Mr. Siegel, is there anything else you have to share with everybody about the 2014 Mineral Water Bowl?
No, we just like to say look for a great matchup. Two new teams coming to Excelsior Springs, and we look forward to it and hope everybody can come out and support it and have a good time and watch some good caliber football.